Keep moving if the fish aren't biting. We're connecting with hungry fish next on Western Life Radio.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Stay mobile to find where the fish are. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council shares a few summer fishing tips.
Just a key thing that I always tell people is, you know, I get bit in one spot, movable. Key things is make sure your line is fresh. Your line is your direct connection to the fish. And a lot of people, they overlook that part of it. You bite it, you got that fish of a lifetime, poof, it's gone. Or you take the kids out and it's old, junky line, and they don't land any fish because the line keeps breaking. Make sure your line's fresh. And the other key piece of advice I tell people is don't get locked into one spot or one thing. You know, if you're not catching fish, you need to either change up, if you're pretty confident there's fish in the area, change up or move. I'll typically spend 10 minutes to a half hour at one spot, and if things are happening, I'm going to stay there. If things aren't happening, I'm going down the bank. There's fishing and there's catching. And the best days are when the fishing and the catching are really good together. And to put the odds in your favor, the best thing is to move around a little bit until you locate those fish, figure out what depth they're at and what they're hitting on. And you can duplicate that in other areas, but if you're not catching fish in a spot, something's going on there and you need to move. The two things are key for fish, and that's food and shelter. If you can find what are they eating and where do I find what they're eating.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.